This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 191. And we're on day two of the very, very cold weather that's necessitating a very, very loud heater. Please forgive me for that. Today, Robert asks, how do you keep track of changes you want to make to your work later? As I've written, I've learned about what is working and not working for a character or a set of events, but I don't want to go back and edit until I've finished the first draft. I also don't want to forget the changes I need to make. Well, Robert, you're going to hate this, but I do edit as I go. I'm bouncing around all the time in the manuscript, pulling on this thread or that thread so I have a cohesive tapestry that's lining up and woven well by the time I hit the end. The reason I do this, the reason I shifted into this way of writing, and it was a fairly organic shift. It took about 6 books, and I didn't realize it was happening till more than halfway through the transition, was that when I was going through and only applying changes and tweaks afterwards, I was invariably not doing it very well. Because once the book had fallen out of my head, finding all the little places where a tweak would ripple through became impossible. And I had a couple of books that were continuity nightmares, and one of them was a mystery, which is not the kind of book you want to have continuity nightmares in, especially subtle little ones, because that feels to the audience like you're not playing fair. So I migrated from doing things the way you're talking about into what Dean Wesley Smith calls cycling, where you basically write multiple drafts in a single pass, because I had to be able to manage very complex stories with involved continuity and tweak them as I go without wrecking the story. And I found that beyond a certain level of complexity, it's just not possible to do that, at least for me, when you're writing one draft through, then going through 2 drafts, then 3 drafts. Along the way, I've discovered a lot of other benefits to doing it this way. When the document stays live, you wind up getting hit with a lot better ideas of how to do things because you're always jumping back and forth in the manuscript and reading what's going on to continually refresh yourself, and that allows you to spot things that you have set up subconsciously that you didn't realize and take advantage of opportunities that you've created for yourself just seeded in earlier in the book in ways that are non-obvious. And that makes the experience for your readers less predictable without being less enjoyable, because they are primed for the things that you wind up doing, but the things that you wind up doing are not obvious from a read-through. All the stuff is there, but it's not standing out in front screaming, this is the way the story is going to go, like your top-level plotting stuff tends to do. It also, it doesn't just save you massive amounts of time and trouble on the revise, but it also helps you keep from getting stuck in revision hell, which can both kill a story and cost you years of work. So that's all where I'm at now, and that's why I have moved to doing things the way I do. The way I used to do it is when I found something I wanted to change later, or something that wasn't working, I would quickly come up with a summary of what needed to happen before this point in the book that I'm at. 2-3 paragraphs, I'd stick it in a margin note, saying, like, for example, up to this point in the book, this character has had brown eyes and has spoken with a British accent. We now know that she's a blue-eyed blonde from Scandinavia, so everything before this point needs to be changed, everything after this point follows the new premise. That kind of thing. And then when I would go back and sort through comments from the first reader and the beta readers, I would also sort through the comments that I made in progress and apply any changes that I thought were appropriate at that point. I never applied all of them. I only ever applied the ones that sort of survived scrutiny, because what I found is that as I made those comments, I would mentally adjust going forward, and sometimes the comments wound up not being important to pay attention to because I fixed later what I was thinking of fixing earlier, and I did it in a way that created more plot or character movement, so I wound up keeping the way things were in the first draft. But other times I would go through and make major retroactive changes, tweak the continuity, all sorts of things like that. And it worked, but oh God, was it a lot of work. A lot of unnecessary work, as I've found out. So, I don't know how useful that is to you, but that's the way I found of doing that that was actually viable. I just didn't stick with it because it didn't wind up being a very efficient way to work. I hope that helps. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.